ladies and gentlemen, this is your friend the Last Natter again, speaking from the Governor Little Theater, so govern yourself accordingly. That's pretty awful, isn't it? Anyway, here we are, and what can you do about it? At the Governor Little Theater, right across the street from the Hall of Record, Brunswick, Columbia, and Victor. I ought to get at least a package of phonograph needles out of that plug. What? I left out Decca. Well, Decca halls with boughs of holly. I hope this isn't a Warner Brothers tune.
Listen, twerp. One more gag as bad as that, and you'll be leaving the country, I hope.
I'm afraid you're right. I'll be booking passage on the Oriental Barber.
You'll be booking passage on the what?
The Japanese Shaver.
You wouldn't mean the China Clipper.
All right, I'm just a kid. Forget it. What's the town soilist among friends? This is high-class stuff, isn't it? Or is it? Anyway, our four fine fellows are having a quiet convulsion of themselves here, waiting to barge into a bit of opera. What's the title, fellas? Oh, you won't talk, eh? A sort of a surprise department. Well, barge away.
We are going to sing of Rigolette.
Rigolette.
That most beautiful and grand quartet.
Grand quartet.
As the words to that don't mean a thing.
Not a thing. We will improvise some words that we all can see.
Sing the best you know. Grandiosio. Rigoletti-ho. You will know. Wait until you hear us sing.
Hear us sing. Sing high C, though it may be for Senio.
It's a pretty little ditty when we sing it soft and mellow.
Oh, like a cello so mellow.
Every basso likes to show you just how loud that he can bellow.
Oh, he will bellow each fellow.
Listen, you're making of me a fool.
Solo me. I get the door. Rigoletto, let us go.
By the macaroni and bologna, I can't forget.
I always used to score.
In the land of sunny Italy, I want to go.
Make Antonio.
When the street is rolling the door, I want to go. I want to go.
Well, straight big red banana.
Fine, fellows. I could say it was super fine, but I'd be getting into a parlor game I don't know much about. And that's admitting a lot for twerp.
It's practically a confession.
I better get out of this the best I can. Curtain, it's our fluffy duffy hunk of newsreel, The March of Twerp. Remember? Rusty, turn the crank. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Graham McCurtain, me talking at you, and tonight we're off on another trip with the magic carpet of Twerpy Tone. This time we're going over the road to the poorhouse, which they're leaving unpaved just to make it tougher for us. Twerp chisels on. West Dubshinsky, Ohio. Twerp Reversal Newsreels inquiring reporter investigates local restaurant situation. According to the customers, the Bidewee lunchroom is slicing its bread so thin you don't have to wonder what's in their ham sandwiches. You can see through them.
And here we are at the Bidewee lunchroom, run by the brains of America, Annie Boone. Then out of the night comes that Floyd Gibbers of the West, your inquiring reporter. Action.
Hello, Sinus Trouble. Sit down and have something to eat.
Well, we did. Or gee whiz, Annie, why don't you get rid of these guys? Or why don't you get rid of these flies?
Get rid of the flies? Why, I like flies.
Oh, look, Annie, don't you know that in 1 year a flingle site or a single fly will have bixillion or silpixion? I mean, in 1 year a single fly will have 6 billion biddle lies or 6 billion flitter buys. I mean, a single fly will have 6 billion teeny flies.
What, Joe?
Well, for lying out crowd, or crowding out lie. Oh, fudge. Well, and you wear a flingle sigh, or a sigle fling.
Look, Joe, this program is only scheduled to run 15 minutes. I'd better handle this. Annie, Joe is trying to tell you that in 1 year, a single fly will have 6 billion little flies.
Well, say, how many would a married one have?
Twerp wiggles on. Pushover, Pennsylvania. Annual war games begin rehearsal. Newly enlisted infantrymen start thrilling maneuvers. Men from every walk of life are engaged in target practice. Rich men, poor men, beggar men, politicians, all engrossed in their private war.
Ready, aim, fire.
Just a minute. Cease firing. Hey, you.
Yep. George Sayles, sir. That's me.
I've been watching you, you. How is it that you've made 23 straight hits in a row? The target range is 100 yards, and your sight is set at 600 yards.
Well, do you see that little stone about halfway up there?
Yeah?
Well, I've been banking them off of that.
Twerp angles on.
Well, here's where we go coy on you. Comes the sound effect.
Who's that knocking at my door?
It's only me from over the sea. Old man opportunity. The little theater needs an actor and it needs one bad.
Well, Twerp, you're as bad as we've ever had.
That's fine stuff, fine stuff. I try to inject a little novelty into this clam bake and you crab the act as usual. I'm not kidding. The little theater does need an actor tonight. We're one short and I thought there might be someone in the audience who'd like to do a part. I want someone of the big, scrawny He-Man type.
Hey, look, here comes somebody.
Where? Oh, that's nobody. That's just Piddleby.
Well, does he answer the description?
Piddleby doesn't answer any description. He doesn't even answer the telephone since he insulted that midget. Boy, is he scared.
So Piddleby insulted a midget?
Yeah, and is the midget burned up?
I see. Little man hot now.
Little man hot now. We certainly dragged that one in. Its heels are raw and bleeding.
And you two heels will be ditto, too, if you don't tell me what's this all about. What goes on?
Well, Piddleby, it all happened like this. I was sitting on the veranda of the Bibb and Tucker Club in Shanghai when a native boy entered with a glass in his hand. He had his head and shoulders stuffed into a pint milk bottle, and I thought it rather odd. That is, a native boy with a glass in his hand. Then I remembered it was the drink I had ordered. I tendered him a small Chinese coin, and suddenly I found myself with Twerp at the South Pole.
Crunchy Wunchy Brekkie Food presents another thrilling broadcast direct from Admiral Twerp's base. The last we heard, Admiral Twerp was slightly off his base. The next time he was out on an infield fly, the next voice you hear will be that of Admiral Twerp.
Hello, America. Can you understand me?
Fine. Perfect. The best reception we've had yet, Admiral. But how's for speaking English the rest of the program? And now tell me, what can we send you? Do you need an extra supply of crunchy, wunchy, brekkie food?
Nah, we've got enough to keep the fire going all winter. It is winter down here, you know.
Just a minute, Admiral. We didn't know that you had any matches along with you. How do you get the fire started?
Oh, we just rub two Boy Scouts together. Very simple.
Well, what would you like to have the orchestra play for you?
Anything but out in the cold again.
Look, Admiral, the government of Poland has just made an offer. They want to send you Mr. Slavodnik, the great Polish weather expert.
Never mind that. We can't even find the use for the pole we've got.
Admiral, there's a rumor going around that you're engaged to be married. Is that true?
Well, I was engaged to a girl with a wooden leg, but I broke it off.
Some gag, Admiral. Shall we send you down a new joke book?
No.
Well, shall we send you down a gross of goody-goody gander goulashes?
True.
Well, do you want us to send you a supply of high hooper-duper hair oil?
No.
Shall we send a supply of brushless, tubeless, creamless, invisible shavingless cream? Admiral. Admiral Twerp. What's happened to Admiral Twerp, operator?
I don't know. I can't pick him up.
Well, what can you pick up?
I can pick up a couple of blondes for you on short notice.
Okay, bring on the blondes and nuts to Admiral Twerp.
That's the best offer I've had today. Make it almonds. Swing, Jimmy.